it's essentially an app where people can document police brutality as they see it. If they have a run-in with a law officer, whether for good or bad, they can submit it through the app. And it's essentially kind of like a Yelp review for police officers.
And this particular app, created by a group of local teens. Who are these folks?
Yes, it's a group of four siblings from the Stone Mountain area. Their names are Ema, she's 16, she's a senior at Parkview High School. Asha, she's 15, a sophomore at Gwinnett School of Math and Science. And there's their two younger brothers, Caleb, who's 14, and Jacob, who's 10.
Michelle, the recent shooting death of unarmed black teen Michael Brown has touched off a national conversation about police brutality. Did this incident play a role at all in the decision to make this app?
Well, it's something that the girls have really thought about a lot. They've seen the images and they say that they're disturbed by what they've seen on TV. But honestly, this app has been in, they say it's been in development for about 6 months now. And we've got a cut here from Ema. She didn't want to get into details about it, but she says that this is an issue that's been really close to their heart for a while.
So one of the things that was very highlighted in our minds because of situations that have taken place with family members who are close to us was the specific, you know, detailing your interactions with law enforcement and really being able to give the community and give the people a voice.
And they say that it's really inspired in part by some of their own family's experience with police officers.
What sort of features does the app have and how do they operate?
Well, users who download the app can create an incident report of their own if they have a run-in with an officer, either for good or for bad. There's a section where people can learn their rights if they find themselves in this kind of situation. You can revisit previous reports that you've written. You find a local station, say if you find yourself in the middle of nowhere and you are trying to find a police station, that's one of the features in the app. You can look up other reviews of officers, and I believe that they're separated by county and specific officers, so you can look at an entire department or specifically if you have an officer's number, and you can give feedback to the app. So those are some of the features, you know, worked in within the app that you can use, you know, should you have a run-in with the law.
These app creators are teenagers. Did they receive any assistance?
Well, that was something I asked them because, I mean, if you asked me to create an app, I wouldn't know where to start. But they said that they've done it all their own, that they've had some training in technology. They went through a laundry list of programming and code use that they know. And we've got another cut from Ema describing all the things that they use to kind of put this app together.
We've dabbled in programs like MIT's Scratch Programming and App Inventor. And my sister and I, we've both taken computer science and web design courses in high school. And we all have experiences with programs like HTML and CSS.
All of that enough to make my head spin. Michelle, especially in light of recent events in Missouri, a lot of negative press has been out there about police brutality and such. But this also offers the opportunity for people to offer kudos.
That's exactly right. Asha, the 15-year-old, she kind of went out of her way to say that, you know, there are officers who do good work and they should be recognized.
Police officers do awesome things every day, and those people who don't have a place to record those events, we want them to be able to record those events on our application.
Michelle, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon and for letting us know about this 5-0 app.
Thank you.